Well, joining me this morning on News Talk 98.1 WTSN is one of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra members. He's been the guitarist since 2010, Joel Hoekstra, and we're talking about, he's the lead guitarist. He's been a member since 2010, and 2018 is a very special year for the TSO crowd, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the 20th anniversary of TSO. They're on tour, and they're coming to New Hampshire as well. Thanksgiving weekend, the Friday after Thanksgiving, two shows at the SNH HU Arena in Manchester, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And I had a chance to go to the show last year, and it was phenomenal. And I encourage everyone to get tickets as well. Joel joins us this morning. Good to have you with us. Nice to have you here. Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
So this is a big year for TSO. This is a big year. 20th anniversary, huh?
Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. I think it speaks to the genius of our founder, Paul O'Neill, to put together this cool hybrid of all these elements that on paper people would have said, well, that's never going to work. And for us to have become a tradition for so many families now and even individuals, it's really a remarkable thing, and I'm proud to be a part of it as a performer for sure.
What were you doing, when they decided to ask you to be a part of this orchestra?
So I had to audition, kind of just like anybody else. They needed a guitar player, and a couple of friends of mine put in my name, recommended me, and it's a fairly pedestrian story, but at that time I was playing on the Broadway show Rock of Ages as the lead guitar player in that show, and also with the band Night Ranger at that time. And I've managed to kind of swap out the other two, but keep Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So nowadays I'm a part of the band White Snake, and I also play guitar for Cher during the course of the year. So I balance those for the other 10 months of the year. But when it's holiday time, it's time to see my best friends and go out and play music that I love and be a part of this special tour.
This is quite an amazing group, and you have such a dedicated following of fans and people who have followed you, the music of a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I went to the show for the very first time last year, Joel. I have to tell you, I was so impressed. I keep telling people, you got to get tickets for this year's show. I mean, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Make sure you allot some time to see TSO, because you are going to be amazed at the performance, the music, the show, the theatrics. It is everything from rock and roll to a Broadway show and everything in between. For those people who don't know TSO, and I think there's maybe two people on the planet, tell us exactly what the hybrid of TSO music's all about.
It's really hard to describe, isn't it? I mean, it's a unique combination of elements. We've usually will say it's like the theatricality of Andrew Lloyd Webber or Tommy from The Who. It has a rock opera front half. And then imagine that mashed up with a Pink Floyd laser light show and the moving stage lifts with performers on them and pyrotechnics of a Kiss concert, and mixed with classical elements of Beethoven and Mozart, and mix that up with hard rock, and you've kind of got what Trans-Siberian Orchestra is. But you really need to see it to kind of get it. I think that people usually do really enjoy the show. That's why it's been become a tradition for so many people and lasted 20 years, quite frankly.
You know, I got to tell you, I was sitting next to a woman, and I said, "Have you ever seen TSO before?" She says, "Yeah, I saw them this afternoon, and I'm here again tonight, and I'm going down to Connecticut tomorrow."
That's awesome.
It's
really a cool thing for me to have been a part of this now 9-10 years, and to have grown close with all the guys in the band. We spend the holidays together every year, so these guys have become my best friends. But now there's an open signing line after every evening show, so many of what people that started out as fans to me are now my friends, because you get to know them as the years go by. You see them, you talk to them in the signing line, and so I kind of view this tour as my 2 months out of the year I go out and see all my friends.
It's a pretty cool thing, especially when you got fans like the lady sitting next to me who says, "Yeah, I've been to the two shows today, and I'm traveling 3 hours down to Connecticut to see them down in Mohegan Sun." Quite interesting stuff. The concert's going to be on November 23rd. It's a Friday after Thanksgiving. Two shows, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And I'm so amazed whenever I go to the arena there and I see I forget how many semi-tractor trailer trucks it takes to transport your stage elements. How many are there really when you think about it? My gosh.
It's roughly 20. It's amazing that we'll have an evening show and have the show broken down, loaded in, and driven and set up and ready to roll for an afternoon show the next day in a different city. I mean, our crew is truly remarkable.
You have dedicated roadies, no doubt about it. They know exactly what they need to do. You guys are amazing. We're speaking to Joel Hoekstra. He's the lead guitarist for TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's been a member since 2010, 8 years now. And today, 2018, 2018 marks the 20th anniversary of TSO on tour. They have, since then, they've performed, thousands of shows. It's amazing. And this holiday season, they're going to be here in New Hampshire and Manchester, as we said, on November 23rd. They will perform 106 concerts in 65 cities. And the tour is going to be performing the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the rock opera, which is based on the group's multi-platinum DVD and long-running PBS fundraiser. Speaking of fundraisers, you guys are amazing. It is the holiday time. It's the spirit of giving. As in the past, you give back. You donate a couple of bucks from every ticket to different charities, local charities. Is that correct?
Correct. Over the years, I think we've allocated about $15 million to local charities. So that's something that makes us feel good. I mean, we're coming through giving people the best possible show we can, but we also feel like we're making their communities a better place on the way through. So that's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, for people who are familiar with the album, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, talk a little bit about the story of that particular CD.
So basically it's just one of our founder Paul O'Neill's great stories that became a PBS special that aired years ago, and it's really turned into a favorite of the fans. It's those that haven't seen us too, what it does is it sort of turns it into a musical greatest hits on the front half, essentially. So it's a great opportunity to come see the band for the first time and hear the best we have to offer musically.
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, as Joel says, was established in 1996, and he mentioned the producer, writer, and guitarist Paul O'Neill, who has since passed, sadly. And I had a chance to speak to Paul O'Neill before he passed on, and a wonderful man. How did he come up with the idea of this vision of music?
Man, I don't know, right? It speaks to his genius, because on paper you'd go, there's no way that's going to work. And you talk about all these elements, but to be filling multiple shows and arenas on a day is like, well, okay, I guess it did. I mean, we still will get done with a day where, say we play whatever, Q Arena in Cleveland, and we just played two sold-out shows, and we'll go sit on the bus that night and go, man, we just played for 30,000 people today. Like, that's crazy. Like, how are we doing this?
Yeah, it's amazing. But you know, I call it everything like you say. I mean, it's like a rock opera of Tommy. It's like Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway. The theatrics are amazing. How do you decide? I mean, do you add anything new to this show that people may not have seen besides doing a different music or different CD and a compilation of your greatest hits, which you kind of do every year? But as far as the pyrotechnics and the light show and the lasers and everything, is there anything different from that particular aspect of it, the theatrical visual view of the show?
It's the best one yet in terms of the stage production. I've seen a preview from the management in terms of what we're dealing with this year, and it's unbelievable. I mean, to be a performer and to play on a stage like this is like, it's a dream come true for sure. So those that haven't seen it, you need to just see the stage and to see the laser light show and to get it. But it's unbelievable for me to have that opportunity in my life. Is like, come on, man, I'm living the dream.
And I know, Joel, it's like really amazing. Like, you say to yourself, how is this going to take off? Why will this fusion of music come together? Why will people come see this? And why will they come see this three times in a weekend? Because those are the type of dedicated fans that you have. I mean, are you surprised that this particular show, this group, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, has taken off over the last 20 years the way it has, and the recognition and the acceptance that it has gotten with this fusion of music that I call it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'd certainly recognize the fact that Paul put a lot into this in terms of building the tradition. He's managed to avoid the Gold Circle Ticketmaster prices to make sure that pre-sales can happen so our diehard fans can be the ones sitting in the front row, not the people with a gazillion dollars who've never seen the band before and don't even really care about us. So he really did give up a lot of money to make sure that could happen, and he also poured a lot of money back into the show in terms of these production elements we're talking about. That's not cheap, and a lot of bands are too cheap to do that. They want to pocket all the money for themselves, and so I think Paul really did. So on a level, I'd say I'm not surprised, because that's obviously a formula to success. You're giving people a high quality show, and you're putting your money back into it. But at the same time, it is surprising, because you go, well, I don't think anybody could have foreseen filling an arena two times in a day and doing that in every city, basically, that you stop in. I mean, it's crazy.
How difficult is it for you guys as musicians to be, you know, finishing up two shows in one city and then doing two shows the next day in another city? I mean, I know the area has to be kind of close by here in New England, But you've gone from Manchester, New Hampshire to Connecticut and to New York and Pennsylvania all within, you know, 7 days or so, and everything has to be moved and everything. Does it ever get old for you? Is every show something brand new every night for you?
Doesn't get old for me. I have nerves for every show. Every show is really important. To play my best and to give people, they're only seeing it one time, a lot of people. So, you know, you want to make sure that their experience is every bit as good as the person who came to see it 20 times. I mean, if they're only going to see it once, that means every show's got to be good.
Yeah.
So I'm always just trying to do the best I can at every turn.
Well, it is an amazing performance. It's everything that people would expect. Well worth the price of admission. Tickets are on sale now for the New Hampshire show in Manchester at the SNHU Arena. November 23rd, it's the Thanksgiving weekend. Friday, November 23rd, 3 o'clock, one show. And then a lot of people will come back for the 8 o'clock show as well at the SNHU Arena in Manchester. And this is a special year, as Joel says, celebrating 20 years of live performances. The Ghost of Christmas Eve launches November 14th, but will be here in New Hampshire on November 23rd, the band's 20th consecutive year of touring, and this year an amazing multi-sensory extravaganza, which sells out venues year after year after year. Joel, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you on the tour. Good luck, and thanks for the great music. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Likewise.